Don't forget, Titans fans, Corner Pub is your place to check out this Sunday. By the way, they have locations in Bellevue, Brentwood, and downtown. Great beer specials, including a dollar off Yazoo and Happen Harry's draft beers, plus Happen Harry's bucket specials. Got a pregame show there from 9:30 until 11:30 this Sunday morning, leading up to kickoff for the Titans and the Steelers over at Nissan Stadium. Of course, that pregame show will feature Jared Stillman, the former GM, Floyd Reese, and forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. And that's brought to you by Wholesale Inc., powered by Rumble On, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota Dealers. We bring in Samari Roll, a name people in this area remember oh so well. Samari, how you doing?
Well, first of all, we got to see if Samari is going to be on board with a lot of guests we've had who appreciate the song we just played, Mr. Telethon. I think he's the right age that he can remember.
Oh, yeah,
you appreciate the new edition, right?
I was singing it.
Oh, I was too.
Yeah, I was humming it in my head while I was listening to you.
It's been a while since I've heard New Edition. But, man, everybody, yeah, you got to love that song.
But you remember the summer. We had Jerry Stackhouse. We had Candace Story Lee. Like, we remember we had a streak, and they were calling
Mason.
Derek Mason. We were calling for the New Edition, and we just went on a roll with it.
Oh, yeah, Stackhouse does coach Vanderbilt. That's
yeah.
right. I'm yeah. a big Carolina basketball fan. Like always, even though I'm a Seminole at heart, I'm a Carolina basketball fan. That's one of my favorites.
How did that come about?
My father was a basketball coach, and he was a big Louisville and Denny Crum fan. And he liked Dean Smith also, but I liked the uniforms. And then when I found out Michael Jordan went to North Carolina, like I was all in at that point. Probably like Kenny Smith, King Rice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back, I've known him since way back then. Pete Chilcutt. Like, I'm a real
guy. Oh, yes.
Wow. You got a lot of
great names from the past. Pete Chilcutt, that is a great name from the past. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Pete Chilcutt, yeah.
Well, speaking of names from the past, we had your coach on back at the beginning of the week, Jeff Fisher, and towards the end of the interview, I bring up Pittsburgh week, and he lights up, Samari, like he's still coaching the Titans. Well, you have a unique perspective. You got Pittsburgh week here, and you had Pittsburgh week, you know, you had it twice, both places, and in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So do you still get the same vibes as, like, Jeff Fisher when you hear Pittsburgh week?
Yes, you do. You do. One thing, Pittsburgh is a team in the NFL that is going to come and play physical, regardless how good the players are or whatever it may be. I think that just comes from the mentality of the city, a tough, blue-collar town, and they play that way. They definitely play that way. And my first year playing for Coach Fisher, I remember he came in that Monday saying, boys, time to get oiled and lubed up and tell the wives and kids you might be bruised up a little bit. It's Pittsburgh week. And from that point on, I kind of understood what he meant.
Yeah, you definitely know what you're getting. They have decades of proof that they kind of look the same. The names may change, you know, on the roster, but they kind of have the same look year in and year out, decade in, you know, each decade. And certainly they're a franchise that's done a whole lot of winning. And here we are talking about the Titans and the Steelers both at 5-0. Something else that you had to deal with is trying to slow down their receivers. They're a franchise, for whatever reason, Samari, that has done a really good job of producing very productive wide receivers, and they're right back at it again this year.
You called that on the head. I don't know what they know about the receivers position, but, I mean, no matter what round they draft the guy in, he is going to be a really good player. And the guy from Notre Dame, I remember seeing him at Notre Dame. He didn't look that way. You know, he looked like maybe a oversized receiver,
yep,
maybe a flex tight end. Looks like a totally different person right now. And I think just the key for the Titans to win this game is, as long as they don't let the ball go over their head, letting Claypool make a play, or the kid, Deontay Johnson, and they keep everything in front of them, I think they'll be fine.
You know, that's interesting that you said that about Claypool. I remember Samari, we would have on, you know, before the draft, we would have on these guys that study these players and, you know, that rank them and predict, try to predict where they're going to go. And I remember several right before the draft because we thought the Titans would be in the market for a receiver. And so we were looking at guys like Chase Claypool and others that went late in the first round and that big slew or that big run on receivers that went in the second round where he went. And I remember asking them about Chase Claypool, and they were not impressed. Like, we didn't get anybody, like, glowing about Claypool.
Right.
And they basically said exactly what you just said. So how was Pittsburgh able to kind of morph him into the guy we see today?
Hey, I remember when I got there, Yancey Figton was a big free agent signing we had coming from Pittsburgh. Hines Ward, Plexico, Charles Johnson, Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, Mike Wallace. Like, it just doesn't stop, man. And a lot of people have the misconception that the Steelers are just coming in to try and run the ball and pound it down your throat. But, no, it's total opposite. It's they try to establish the pass to set up the run. They've got a Hall of Fame quarterback, obviously, and I expect a good game Sunday.
We're talking to former Titans great Samari Roll, one of the best to play the position in Titans history. We all remember him well. So, Samari, when you look at defensive back play right now, we know how the game has evolved. They've taken some of the physicality out, especially over the middle. I think you could have fit in any type of game. But how much harder is it, do you think, for the corners to play right now with the way the rules are set?
I think the biggest issue, what I see with defensive backs now in NFL, is as soon as the ball is up, it's like these guys aren't trying to make a play on the ball. It's almost like, I'm not going to let this guy beat me deep, so let me get this pass interference call. And I don't know if that's just from them being concerned about being overly aggressive, but you can't play that way. Regardless of how the rules are, Stephon Gilmore went out there and won Defensive Player of the Year last year within the passing league with the way the rules are. It's just about studying and challenging these guys. You can't give Hall of Fame quarterbacks or great starting quarterbacks in NFL clear paths. They're too good to make those throws. You just got to challenge them, study film, and believe in yourself. But it is harder now. Definitely is harder on the DBs now.
Ben Roethlisberger has been around for a while. You had many battles against him. It does look like he has adjusted his game. When he first came to the league, he would hold on to that ball. It does look like he has evolved out of that some, but was he one of the more unique guys to try to defend because he could extend plays the way he did?
Yes, in Baltimore, he was very tough. He was younger than, so he held on to it as long as he could until they called him down. But he's gotten older, obviously, and smarter. So he gets rid of the ball now very quickly, and they've got those receivers now. But a guy like Claypool can catch a 5-yard slant and take it 50. Or Juju Smith-Schuster, still a third down guy. So, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, and when you're a Hall of Famer, you're still able to play. You're going to play at a high level, especially at the quarterback position.
We're talking to Titans great Samari Roll here on Darren Donick and Chase. And, Samari, Willie asked you about kind of the evolution of the corner position, but I'll take it the other way. I mean, some of the receivers that you played with, you went up against, I mean, I guess it's still kind of the same of you have your speedy guys, you have your big bruising guys, but how have you seen that position evolve since you played?
The receivers are definitely bigger now. Like a guy like DK Metcalf, he's huge, man, fast. I think it will always, times will always change like that. You know, now they want the 6'1", 6'2", 200-pound corner. But that guy can't cover. So it's hard, man. I don't know how big Malcolm is for the Titans. I know Adoree Jackson is pretty small. So they're going to have their work cut out for him this week.
Now, I know that you both were defensive players, but you were in some games, whether it was here or Baltimore, against Mike Vrabel. now the Titans head coach. A lot of that same tenacity that he had on the field seems to be showing up on the sidelines. What are some things that you remember about playing against him and what you've seen now as he is a coach?
He always scored touchdowns all the time. And you, like, asking yourself, if you know this dude is in, you know they're throwing him the ball. But, you know, he still catches touchdowns. He reminds me of Jeff, when Jeff was young, as far as knowing the rules and, you know, how to take the rules to your advantage, how to be young enough to still be hip enough to relate to your players and let your players be themselves, but not at the expense of the team. And, you know, just looking from afar, Vrabel always seemed like a pretty cool dude. And a lot of the players up there and media people up there say he's a great guy, and they play hard for him. So, obviously, Amy Adams did a great job picking his coach, and they've got a great team.
How much does it mean to you? And we've asked some of the former players this. I mean, there was a time after the early days of the Titans when you guys made your run to the Super Bowl and then it dropped off and it felt like the organization just didn't have a direction. Now it does. And so how much does it mean to you as somebody that laid the building blocks here in the early days in Nashville to see it going back now towards the top and fighting for division titles and Super Bowls?
They look very good. Like I was telling you earlier, they remind me of 99 and 2000, the way they play now. I came back a few years ago, and the coach, Malarkey, I think that he was there. It wasn't fun at all. It looked boring. Fans didn't seem interested. Older players didn't seem interested. Now Nashville is jumping again, and they got Vrabel and Amy Adams to thank for that. She reached out to a lot of us when we come to games. Now she shakes hands and talks. And, you know, back when I played, Bud Adams, he wasn't around that much, you know? Yeah. So I think with leadership and direction, shows you what's possible.
Well, Samari, we appreciate you joining us today. It's good to catch up with you. And, hope that all is well with you, and we'll hopefully see you down the road.
Yes, no doubt. I would have come to my annual Titans game this year, but, you know, the COVID happening, that's not happening.
Yeah, well, hopefully next year you can make the return, because I know it's always fun to see you guys. So we'll talk again soon.
Take care, Samari.
No doubt.
And we'll leave you with this. One more great North Carolina name from the past, one of my favorite college basketball names, Ranzino Smith, playing alongside of Kenny Smith. Remember him?
He barely played, though, right?
Yeah, I know. He wasn't quite as good as Kenny.
Yeah. Okay, well, ask Stackhouse about Dante Calabria.
There you go. That's another one.
All right, thank you for having me.
He is the great Samari Roll.
Okay.
Former Titans corner, former Ravens corner. Appreciate him taking the time to join us. Much more coming on Steelers Week. But first, it's my time to tell you about BetMGM. They are coming soon to our state. They are the same people that you see on the Las Vegas Strip, the MGM Grand. Yep, now they have a state-of-the-art gambling app that is coming soon to the state of Tennessee. You'll be able to bet on all of your sports. You can find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks with parlay bonus payouts, in-game wagering, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Every time you make a wager, you'll earn credits in M-Life Rewards. That is the exclusive loyalty program of MGM Resorts. So that's going to help you even after you place your bet. Every big game and every big play will mean more than ever. So get ready to experience sports like never before. You can be among the first fans in the state to download the BetMGM sports app coming soon to Tennessee. BetMGM Sports will be offering sports betting from professional football, which we're in right now, college football, college basketball, and even tennis and boxing matches. Whether you like to place props, parlays, or take the over or under, like I do, BetMGM Sports will have a bet for everyone soon. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older. Must be present in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.